This is the brief on the 988 SAFE Act. So the GUARD Act is a federal chatbot safety bill that passed committee 22-0, but it literally hit a wall because it doesn't have a funding mechanism. Passing a massive safety mandate without a way to pay for it is kind of like buying a high-performance car with no engine. It looks great on paper, but it's not going anywhere. Well, today, the 988 SAFE Act discussion draft went public to solve that exact problem. First, we've got the funding fix. It places a 3% user fee on U.S. consumer chatbot revenue for products making over $5 million. Now, phone lines have paid a few cents a month to fund 911 for decades, so shouldn't chatbots pay to support the crisis net they rely on? Second, let's look at the warm handoff. That money funds staffing for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, because right now 71% of its centers report being understaffed. It also mandates that chatbots execute a live, consented transfer to a human counselor in under 5 minutes. Because honestly, just flashing a 1-800 number on a screen doesn't actually save anyone in a crisis, right? Finally, we have the safe harbor. If tech companies build this 5-minute connection correctly, they get legally protected from liability for anything that happens after the transfer. For AI companies gearing up for massive IPOs, this is absolutely crucial. You know, a 3% fee is a known business cost. Open-ended negligence lawsuits are definitely not. Ultimately, the 988 SAFE Act transforms an unfunded safety mandate into a fully paid liability-shielded crisis net for the AI age.